huge blessing for the family. Oh boy. 可能有些问题，不晓得。 可能后面的人可能不晓得。OK, we can try that. So as we begin this message today, you will probably be thinking during the first 10 or 15 minutes, David, this doesn't sound like a Mother's Day message. But we're going to learn that it is really closely linked and related to letting Christ first as followers form us into caring people.
所以今天的信息就讲，要让基督的这个爱个性能够影响我们每个人的生命，让我们的生命被影响了，改变了，我们再来去关心爱护别人，包括我们自己的孩子。What
we're going to consider is what kind of people are acting as mothers in the body of Christ.
所以哪些人是在基督的身体里面，好像妈妈一样来爱我们呢？
And I had a wonderful mother. She passed 15 years ago, but I was raised in such a context, and so I'm eternally grateful for that.
我的妈妈很爱我，也很好的一个姊妹，她15年前过世了，我这一辈子都感谢她。
But we know that it's not prevalent to have those kinds of mothers and grandmothers in every family, unfortunately.
但很不幸，不是每一家都有这么好的母亲或者祖母。
And we know that right now in this nation, it's a very divided nation, and the family is little by little just crumbling. And so we know that the place of the family is so critical to the mission of God.
我们看见神对于他的宣教事工中，他把家庭做一个单位，放在非常重要的位置。
And so as we freshly take one more opportunity to listen to Jesus' words today, I want you just to have an open mind to what it really looks like to be someone who is learning to follow Jesus.
那我们今天再来就借这个就再次交通一下，什么叫做效法基督？
Because Jesus was pretty clear on a number of occasions, not only in this particular verse, by underscoring that some people only talk the faith, but they don't live the faith.
耶稣其实在他在世的日子，他讲到时候也讲过好多地方，就讲到很多人他是嘴上说要效法基督，要跟从基督，但他的行为其实并不是这样。
And I think we might need new batteries. I don't know. We'll see. So we're going to actually look at the difference between just having some kind of religion that we follow and cultivating a relationship with God.
So 我们来看看这个说一个宗教和一个和神的关系到底有什么不一样。
And my observation after living in Asia for 12 years is that whether I'm in Taiwan or North America, there's a lot of people who call themselves Christian in name only.
我自己在东方住了12年，不管是在菲律宾还是在台湾，都待过一段时间。我就发现有些人他说他是基督徒，他只是嘴上挂名而已。
And if you were to interview them, they would probably say, yes, I'm a religious person, and maybe even self-identify as Christian.
如果你问他说你信不信，有什么宗教信仰，他说对，我有。你如果再多问两句，他说他是基督徒。
But they're more strongly influenced day by day by the culture around them than by the words and presence of Jesus.
但是他们的生活被他周遭的环境影响，胜过被耶稣的话影响。
Okay, so I think that's a dangerous thing, and I see it happening with our young people, that they're strongly influenced by the prevailing culture of the day.
我觉得现在的年轻人，他尤其被我们周遭的文化影响，这是个非常危险的事情。
And we just kind of take our cues from other people who say that they're believers, but, you know, we just think, oh, okay, I think I can do that. And so we're not really learning to listen to the voice of Jesus, but just kind of observing other people and how they live the Christian life, the so-called Christian life.
所以你说旁边有个人，他说他是基督徒，你就说，哎，他这样子过日子，我也这样过日子。
Observing, yes, they do, but they basically follow what other so-called Christians are doing or are not doing.
所以他们的生活就被其他的号称基督徒的生活那些人所影响。
But you know, you got to be careful because you don't know where everybody's heading, right?
你要小心，你不知道每个人他的终的结局是什么。
These kind of believers, they would self-identify, they anchor their Christian life and profession to a prayer.
他们就说他们要祷告。
And sometimes an emotional response on an occasion or two.
偶尔的话，他也会因着牧师讲到，他有一个情绪上的反应。
And they may have been even baptized publicly and at that time pledged their loyalty to follow Jesus.
他曾经也受浸过，在他受浸的那一刻，他也跟大家说他要效法基督，要跟从基督。
And they've done that once.
他做过一次。
And I want to underscore the word once.
那就只有一次。
And I'm not advocating that we get baptized many times. I'm just talking about the nature of our pledge or our vows. Take marriage, for example.
他在公众面前承认基督，愿意跟从基督只有那么一次。我的意思不是叫大家每年多受浸几次，好让你在公众面前再承认基督几次哈。但是呢，我们不要效法他，就一辈子好像就只有一次说他要跟从基督。
I'll give you an example. So I celebrate 40 years of marriage with my wife this year.
我今年已经结婚40年了。
And I'm still crazy about her. I still love her. But you know, I said some vows at that time.
我现在仍然爱她，但我40年前在大众人面前跟她宣了一个誓。
So you should ask her if you see her sometimes, hey, does David still follow those vows that he made at the wedding?
所以你现在问我说，哎，David，他这40年之后，他是不是还是遵守他当初的誓言呢？
I'm not sure how well I would score.
我就不想你如果给我打分，我能打到多少分哈？
Those are things that we say, but unless we revisit them and reflect on them, they don't become the way we live.
所以这些过去的誓言，如果你不常常回想。对照检查一下自己，你不晓得你现在的做的到底如何。
And so when you enter into something as beautiful as a Christian marriage, this is a pledge that you have to revisit again and again.
基督徒的婚姻，那个你当初宣的誓，在神面前起的誓，你要常常反省，对照检查，你是不是还做到了。
My wife's name is Pamela, and so I have to revisit that in order to live out and uphold the promise that I made to her and before God.
我太太叫 Pamela， 所以我常常要想我当初那个誓言是怎么说的，在神面前我要如何去遵守这个誓言。
So yes, it's important to be baptized, definitely, if you're going to follow Jesus. And it's important to pledge your allegiance to Him. That's good, but it's more of a life. It's not just like a one and done.
所以受浸是很重要的，受浸的时候宣告你要跟从基督也是非常重要的。但是基督徒信仰不是一次就那么一次而已，你要常常的。更新你的这个对基督的忠诚。
So the question is, churches today, what kind of Christian life are we presenting and cultivating in our Christian communities?
那现在问题就是我们每一个人，我们的基督徒的生活是怎样子在这个彰显基督。
Some are willing to believe and then attend church on occasion.
有些人就是说他愿意相信，有时候去一下教会。
Because, you know, it's kind of expected if you don't go, people start to pressure you a little bit, right?
对，如果你不去，别人就会在背后你说你说长道短，所以你不好意思不去。
And you give to some degree, and you sometimes even serve, but you also do that because it's part of the Christian culture.
那你觉得你是基督徒，所以你必须奉献，你必须有时候参加一点服事，因为你觉得你是基督徒嘛，就一定要做一点事儿。
And you're happy to commend things like the practice of prayer, but mostly you do it in reality, just on occasion before a meal or something like that.
有时候也会祷告啊，想起来就祷告一下。
It's a perfunctory. It's just something that you know you're expected to do because you identify as a Christian.
重点就是这是个敷衍的行为啊，敷衍了事，因为你觉得我是基督徒，我就必须做这个。
And some believers will even talk about their faith, but they and the importance of trusting God. But in reality, they really don't trust God for much in life.
有的基督徒也是说他应该信靠神，但是他的实际生活中他并不是什么事情都信靠神。
So I've been a Christian for more than 4 decades, and I'm not just giving you my theory. I interview people, I watch people, I've served in the church. People can talk about how important faith is, but it's another thing to actually live a life of faith.
我自己信主已经40年了，在教会里服侍了这么多年。这是我自己服事中跟人交谈所得到的经验，就是很多人他说他是基督徒，但他做的他的生活并不真的是反映出他是个基督徒。
And you and I, we've encountered many believers who might talk up the Bible. Do you know that phrase, talk it up?
No.
Oh, okay. 就是可能就是会建议别人要读经啊、
okay.
等等什么的哈。
Okay. 所以有时候你去放列记录，他会建议你要读哪段经文什么什么的哈。
So to talk up something is to encourage people to also try this and practice this to talk it up.
他会给你很多的建议，你要在圣经上怎么学，怎么样这样。
But in fact, those people rarely read the Bible in a kind of a way that's a lifestyle.
但那些人他跟你这样说，他自己并不好好的去读。
Except maybe on Sunday when they show up at church.
他可能只有在礼拜天早上大家一起读经的时候，他读一下。
And so when someone at work or at school asks them, "Well, oh, are you a Christian?" Then they will answer kind of tentatively, "Yeah."
如果在教会以外，比如在学校里，在工作的地方，人家问他你是不是基督徒呢？他可能含含糊糊说啊，是啊。
But these things are not always verbalized. But if you're observing, if you're watching other people, you will certainly see that this is how things go.
但你如果观察他的行为的话，你就发现他可能并不是照他所说的那样。
Culture has a powerful way of shaping us for good or ill.
所以这个我们周遭的这个环境或者这个文化，可以把人的塑造成一个远离主的人，或者塑造出一个亲近主的人。
In contrast to all that, there's a smaller percentage of people who have experienced a transformed life.
但跟那个大部分的情况相反的话呢，小部分人的话，他们的生命是被完全改变的。
And their life is on a different trajectory.
他们的生命是朝着不同的方向发展的。
And you hear them say things like, "I want to know God, and I really want to have an intimate relationship." With God.
你听他们说我们要和神有个关系，要和神有个亲密的关系。
And you get the feeling that it's something's happened within them that has forever marked them.
你可以觉得他里面有个改变，把他整个人改变过来了。
And so this is another possibility that Jesus calls us to, that is much more significant and a much better kind of life.
这就耶稣呼召我们，要给我们一个更丰盛的生命。
So we might categorize it in, do you want just the religion? That's fine, I guess. Or do you really want a relationship with God?
所以信耶稣，你可以把它当成一个宗教来过，你也可以把它当成和神的一个关系来生活。
I'm not saying that pursuing a particular religion is a bad thing. I follow the Christian religion, but hopefully it's more than just that. Hopefully I'm learning to know God and walk with God in a relationship with Him.
我希望大家不要是停留在一个宗教的层面，而是实实在在的和神建立一个关系，和他一起生活，和他一起行走。
And this kind of relationship we're talking about goes deeper. It's more than just something mental. Like, okay, yeah, I believe these things. Yeah, that's nice. It's more than that.
和神的关系不只是头脑上的，不是像我知道有神，我相信他，我接受他，而是更多的，而是生命中的。
We're talking about something that is more involves the total person, not just our minds, but our body, our will, our affections.
所以我们跟神的关系不只停留在头脑的层面上，更重要是你的理智、情感、意志要全然降服在神面前。
We're talking about pursuing a relationship, whether you're a mother, a grandmother, a parent, pursuing a relationship with God. That's a different thing.
就好像今天主题是跟母亲节有关，你跟神的关系要好像你跟母亲的关系那样子更多更亲近。
And so I think most of us would admit or acknowledge for that, you know, it's something where it comes about because we've pursued that person, whether it's God or your wife or husband in marriage, but it's about coming and living life together.
所以你像你要在当初你没结婚的时候，你追求你的配偶的时候，那个追求那种感觉就好像去追求神一样。
So as I've gotten older, I've began to pursue my wife, her heart, her affections, time with her, and less active service. I still serve, but more time valuing and cherishing this relationship that I have with her.
所以我追到我太太之后呢，我仍然在追求她，我追求她的心，我追求能够更多的认识她。
I value spending time with her.
我觉得跟她能够花时间在一起是个很宝贵的事情。
I want to hear her heart. I want to spend time with her. I want to learn what's important to her.
我要听她说话，听她的心声，知道什么对她重要的事。
Right, and so if I would call that a relationship, and not just a formality.
这就是一个很真实的关系，而不是一纸婚约。
And if we're willing to do that with our spouse, I think if we call ourselves Christians, we should be moving in that direction with God as well.
所以你这样子能够对你的配偶这样子的话，你更应该这样子一个一个心智去追求神。
Well, you really want to know God and walk with God.
你要真的去认识神，跟他一起行走在神的面前。
Well, you open up your heart and your schedule for space for God to work and to speak with you.
你要打开你的心，打开你的时间，让神对你说话。
And you might find yourself saying things like, "Lord, I want to know you," or "Lord, what would you have me do?"
你要跟神说，主啊，我要更多的认识你，你要我做什么？
And I would say that if you don't have any of that kind of desire, then you should really kind of question what kind of relationship it is you have with God.
如果你对于神没有这样一个心愿的话，或者这样一个心智的话，你要扪心自问一下，你到底和神是个什么关系？
So I read this article in Christianity Today by Jonathan Bailey, and he talks about when altar calls don't work. In other words, when we don't go beyond just responding to an altar call.
所以读到一本书，叫这本书英文的叫做 When Altar Calls, 就是说这个祭坛在呼召你的时候，你不会做超过他呼召你的事情。
And he was someone that had observed that his life was just basically going through the motions for many years. He grew up in a Christian family, was in a church all of his life, but he's just basically going through the motions.
所以这个作者呢，他从小在一个基督教的家庭里长大，所以他就觉得他这一辈子好像都是在一个宗教的世界里面活着。
But something happened to some friend of his that was really close, and that friend experienced a transformation.
但他有个朋友也是基督徒，那个朋友呢，他的生命有了完全的改变。
And so he began to observe that friend, and he thought, "Wow, he's not the same guy."
他看到这个朋友就觉得，哎，这个人是怎么回事啊？完全不一样了。
And he noticed that the change that came over that friend, that more joy, more peace, more certainty as he walked through life.
他看到这个朋友的身上，这个基督徒朋友身上，经过改变后所反映出来的平安喜乐。和他对生活的确据。
And little by little, God brought him to the place where he thought, "I'm done just playing the game."
所以慢慢的，他就觉得说，我这个宗教的生活我也不要了。
And his prayers began to change, and he started saying things like, "Lord, I don't love you. I want to love you."
所以他祷告也变了，他从祷告以前那种纯粹宗教的不温不火的祷告，他变成说，主啊，我发现我并不爱你，但我要爱你。
Have you ever prayed anything like that?
你有曾跟神说，主啊，我其实并不爱你，但我希望我爱你呢。
That honest before God,
在神面前一个完全的真一个诚实呢。
I want to know you, Lord.
我真要认识你，主啊。
I really want to have a relationship with you.
祷告中说，我要真的要和你建立一个关系。
I want it to be real.
我要和你有个真实的关系，而不是一个肤浅的关系。
And I can see from my friend that change is possible.
我看到我那个朋友身上的改变，我知道这个改变是完全可能的。
So Lord, change me too.
主啊，求你改变我。
You ever pray that prayer?
你有没有试过做这样的祷告呢？
I pray it all the time.
我常常做这样的祷告。
I know I'm a broken person, and God's still doing work in my life. I say that all the time. Lord, change me.
主啊，我是个罪人，也是个破碎的人。主啊，求你改变我。
Yeah, and I think you can have that kind of relationship with your spouse, your friend, even with God.
你可以追求你的朋友，追求你的配偶，你更要追求神。
Yeah. Would you be willing to pray those kind of prayers, or are you still satisfied with just going through the motions?
你愿意做这样祷告吗？还是你觉得你的这个平时的宗教生活已经挺好的了？
Do you think God would show up if you started to communicate that honestly with Him? Do you think something would happen?
当你诚心的做这样的祷告时，你觉得神会在你生活中向你更多的显现吗？
Where God awakens your heart to the reality of His presence and His goodness.
神会不会把你的心让你兴起，让你醒过来？
Like we see with the heart of Jesus.
让我们来看到耶稣的心一样。
Jesus maybe expressed it better than anyone.
耶稣说的可能比任何人讲的都好。
Who said doing God's will and fulfilling God's will was His delight.
耶稣说他遵循神的旨意，满足神的旨意就是他的愿望。
And it's like he took the Psalms, because Jesus was in the scriptures all the time, and it was like he owned the Psalm from the Psalm of David chapter 40 verse 8.
我们看在诗篇40篇8节就说到耶稣的心。
And he said things like, I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart.
那你说，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Yeah, yeah, this law, this word, this instruction from God, now it's within me.
所以神的律法在耶稣的心里。
And I think that's why on one occasion where they were in Samaria and Jesus' 12 disciples went off into the village to get something to eat for lunch, and Jesus was there alone with a Samaritan woman. I think you remember that story.
我们记得耶稣有圣经记载耶稣有一次去撒玛利亚，在那个井边找到一个撒玛利亚的妇人。那时候他的门徒进城去买食物了，耶稣就跟那个撒玛利亚妇人有一段对话。
Yeah, I don't know if you remember the disciples came back and said, Jesus, come on, I'm sure you're hungry by now, let's eat.
所以他的门徒去买食物了，回来以后就跟耶稣说，主啊，我们买了食物了，你要不要吃啊？
And there's a lot of things we can say about that wonderful story, but Jesus' response to them was, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work.
那耶稣回答他们说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Now that's not something you say because it's like, yeah, I guess I gotta do God's will. Okay, one more day.
所以你看耶稣说这话的时候不是那种唉声叹气垂头丧气的样子哈，好像不情不愿的做得很累，而是非常喜乐的。
Yeah, exactly. I think it's something different. Like somebody said, you know, you're talking about eating this, but I'm feeding. My soul is feeding on something entirely different, and it feeds me, it refreshes me, it sustains me, and that's my food. Learning to just respond to God.
所以耶稣真的是把遵行神上帝天父的旨意来当成他的食物，来奉行他的身体和灵。
And I think people like you and I, if we learn to respond to that same voice, we too will learn to really know God deeper and deeper.
如果我们也能够把神的旨意当成我们的食物来吃的话，我们跟神的关系也会更加的近身。
And those kind of people in fully embracing Christ have experienced the embrace of God.
所以当我们完全的拥抱耶稣，拥抱基督的话呢，我们也是完全的拥抱神。
And the seed of a new life has been planted within them.
这样的人呢，他心里面就有一个真实生命的种子。
We might call it resurrection life.
那个就是一个复活的生命。
And this is what I think it begins. This is part of what it looks like to really pursue a life where you're learning to follow Jesus.
这就是你开始追求神的生命的开始了。
So what are the expressions of true faith?
那我们来看看到底什么是真实的信仰呢？
Well, those people are different, right?Yeah, they're different because they've received a new life.
这些人他有真实的信仰，因为他接受了一个真实的生命。
They've been born again.
他们是重生了。
Right? And they've passed from death to life.
他们从死亡里出来，进入到生命里了。
So I want you to just think about how radical that change is. You pass from a life that's marked by death and hopelessness to one of life abundant.
我们想想，这个从一个死亡的境界里面到一个丰富的生命里面，这是多大的改变
？Right, and it says here in first, I love this verse in 1 John 3. I think maybe you quoted it earlier, Tom. We know we've passed from death to life. John says because we're living different, we're looking at people different, we're treating people different. We're starting to love people.
在约翰一书三章十四节这里说，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得已经出死入生了。
I mean, that's a radical change from darkness to light. That's like, no, get out of my way to, hey, how can I help you?
这个改变是从死亡到复活的生命的改变，从黑暗到光明的改变，极大的改变。改变以前你可能对人家不理不睬的，嫌人家碍事哈。改变以后你就会觉得我可以怎样子帮助你。
Cain, you know, he's referenced in this passage here in 1 John chapter 3. Cain had religion, but he had no love, and so...When his brother was inconvenient, he just got rid of his brother.
我们记得那个该隐哈，他也是认得神的人，所以他可以直接跟神说话。但他心中没有爱，所以他把他弟弟杀了。
Yeah, it's like going from the dominion of darkness, Paul said, to Christ's kingdom of light.
所以这里说，我们把神把我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
These are I would call them expressions of true faith. Yeah, They love God and others because they're convinced of this love and perhaps began to experience this love firsthand.
所以当一个人有真实的信仰的时候，他会有这个爱弟兄的心。
Now, when that begins to happen, other people will notice that know you. If you start responding in those ways to God, other people will notice.
当你有爱心的时候，别人都会看得出来的。
This is love, it says in 1 John. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son. This is a love that gets within us and works real change.
所以约翰一书四章十节这里说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
And it goes on, John in this letter says, look, consider, behold what great love the Father has lavished on us who are now, we're different. We've become beloved of God, children of God.
在约翰一书三章一节那里也说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
I wonder, have you ever looked in the mirror and just kind of said the truth about yourself? I'm the beloved of God.
你有没有对着镜子看，然后说我是被神所爱的？
Right, God loves me.
神爱我。
You know, sometimes I get angry with myself, but I know that I'm beloved of God.
有时候我自己都不爱我自己，但我知道神爱我。
He says, "Consider, behold, what kind of love this is."
这里说，看呐，这个爱是何等的大。
And Paul reminds us that that's the fruit of the Spirit of God at work in us.
那保罗提醒我们，这个就是圣灵所结的果子在我们身上的表现。
The first quality Paul mentioning there is loved, God's love.
所以圣灵所结的果子第一就是仁爱。
So I was referencing another article as I prepared for this message today from a writer named Jonathan Stormont.
我在准备这篇信息的时候读到一本书，这个作者叫做 Jonathan Stormont， 他就写了这样一段话。
And he was giving a book review by one of the authors I enjoy reading named James K. Smith.
然后就提到另外一个作者叫 James K. Smith 这个人他的书。
Oh man, I did the wrong thing. Did I just turn it off? Sorry. I was just doing my little light there. Sorry about that. What do I do now? Maybe hit it again? Sorry. Anybody?Yeah, we only have the pointer now. I guess I won't use the pointer anymore. I'm not sure what's going on. Should I just try to... No, I don't know. Sorry, we're going to need an intervention here. Yeah. I think it must have hit it the wrong way, huh?
You probably...
Yeah, so sorry.Oh, probably takes a while to reboot the system, huh? Okay. Okay, well, while we're waiting, I want us to think about this love of God. Yeah. This, 我们等着的时候，希望我们可以多多反省，就是这个神的爱是如何，是 what is this love like? Yeah. What is this love? As we think aboutour mothers today, as we think about the love that we've experienced with them, okay, we're getting closer. When we think about that, yeah, what's the source of that love? And I
想到母亲的爱的时候，我们要想到这个母亲的爱的这个源头是哪里来的？
Yeah, this love is talked about.In such a beautiful way in this particular book that I wanted to mention. And in this particular article, he underscores how a baby learns to respond to its encounter with love.
So, 这本书的作者就讲说，一个婴孩他是怎样子学习从他周遭的环境中来学习爱。
And he made this discovery, and he says, it's only after a mother has smiled at her child for many days and weeks that she...finally receives her child's smile in response.
这个作者的观察就是说，当一个母亲对着她的孩子笑啊笑啊笑了不知道多少天，不知道多少个星期以后，那个婴孩才会笑回来。
So what's happened? Well, he goes on to say that this mother has awakened love in the heart of the baby.
所以这个为什么会是这样呢？因为这个母亲的微笑这么多。
And as the child awakens to this motherly love, it also awakens to the fact, to the knowledge of this other that loves her. And so his point, I think it's beautiful, he says that us, we're like that too. We are loved into loving. We are loved by God, and when we behold His smile, His face, something awakens in us. Yeah, we love God is one way of saying it, because He first loved us and smiled on us and doted on us. Right? I just think that's so beautiful. Baby doesn't know how to respond at first, but after a while, that love just keeps coming at them. And after a while, the baby just comes alive to the fact that they are loved. Yeah. So it's something like, I would call it miraculous. Something that finds its source in God and then is, I think, just irresistible. Yeah. Sorry for all the technical difficulties today.
So, yeah. 所以我们看这个神造的事物其实是非常奇妙哈。从这个婴孩，要通过从他母亲这个可能一段时间的这个微笑，他才能够学会反过来向他妈妈微笑。这个看见神造万物真是很奇妙。但我们的心里面也是要被神，因着神的爱，我们也迟早会被苏醒过来，也来爱神。
Paul talks about this as well.Yeah, he says something like, we are convinced of these things because the love of Christ has moved us, awakened us, compelled us. This is in 2 Corinthians 5:14. This love of God, this love from the Spirit of God has gripped us and has moved us.
所以这个灵后，保罗在哥林多后书五章四节就说，基督的爱激励我们。
Yeah.To do what? To live differently. To begin to worship, to praise. We find ourselves giving thanks.
激励我们干什么呢？干激励我们来敬拜神。
Yeah, the true,
让感谢神。
And we discover little by little we're the true worshipers who learn to worship in the Spirit.
我们就下面学到说什么样是真正的敬拜呢？那第下面约翰福音四章二十三节就说，真正拜父的是用按照心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
And we begin to do things unprecedented, like offering our lives, ourselves to God.
我们做一下，我们可能以前都不会想到我们做的。比如说，我们把我们的身体献上给神，把我们的生命献给神。
Freely, willingly offering our time, our lives, our finances to God.
把我们的时间，把我们的金财富，把我们的生命献给神。
And we discover we want to serve, but maybe that wasn't true before, but now.There's something in us that moves us to reach out and serve others.
当我们生命改变的时候，你想说我要服侍神的教会，我要服侍其他人。
And Paul said that's what happened when the gospel came to the Thessalonians. He said, you turn to God from these empty idols to serve the living and true God.
那帖撒罗尼迦的教会就有个好的见证，他们以前不认识神，到后来认识神，把自己献给神以后，圣经上说。你们从前是怎样离弃偶像，后来归向神，现在要服侍那又真又活的神。
Not just serving, but wanting to give as well.
不仅是服侍，更愿意奉献。
And just as we have received freely from God, we discover an impulse within us that grows. We want to give freely. We want to give faithfully, generously.
所以，当我们从神那里白白的领受了恩典的时候，我们也愿意服侍主，把我们所有的跟别人分享。
We think of verses like Matthew chapter 10, verse 8.
这里马太福音第十章第八节就说
So go out and, Jesus says, go out and live this way. It's countercultural, but it's a lot better way to live.
当时耶稣就吩咐他的门徒说你们出去要这样子的形式。
And if you live this way, it will validate the coming kingdom that is at hand.
当你们这样做的时候人家就真的相信你们所说的天国近了。
Giving of our time, our talents, our treasure,
把你们的时间、金钱、财富等等都白白的得来，得白白的舍去。
And we learn to genuinely care for others.
那我们就学习了如何来真心的关心别人。
Much like mothers care for their own children.
就好像一个母亲关心爱护她的孩子一样。
We could see as we do a survey of the New Testament, it's replete, filled with verses that underscore the priority and the significance of relationships with one another, not only in the family, but in the church.
在这个新约里面到处都有这样的经文，就讲到我们怎样子来关爱啊身边的人。
Much like good mothers care for their own children.
就好像一个母亲关爱照顾他自己的孩子一样。
So, who did Jesus, do you remember this in Matthew 25? Who did Jesus, refer to as those who truly knew him?
这个图画你还记得在马太福音第五章，那耶稣说哪一些人是真正认识耶稣的人呢？
He said, there's a certain group of people who responded by joining me and reaching out and love to others. They were called sheep.
啊，这里头有两种羊，一种叫绵羊，一种叫山羊。那真正跟从耶稣的人，耶稣说他们是绵羊。
And through God's help and grace, His saving mercies, they went beyond themselves and started to reach out and care for others.
这些绵羊因着信了耶稣，他们开始关爱其他人。
And there was another group that sounded religious. They thought they were religious, but their attitude was more like the goat. You know, like when they hear a message like I'm sharing today, their response is whatever.
另外一种呢也是羊啊。看上去也像羊，但是呢，他们是山羊。他们听到主的信息以后呢，他的反应就是跟我没关系。
And I understand that because when I was in my early 20s, I was in the whatever crowd.
我很理解这些人，因为我二十来岁的时候，我就是只山羊。
Yeah, loving and caring for people, you might even call it investing in them, discipling them is one way that we express this.
爱和关爱别人，就好像我们花时间做门徒训练一样。
Just like we find with mothers who are conscientious and leaning on God.
就好像这个母亲在花时间跟她的孩子来教他们训练他们。
Okay, so I told you that was my introduction, right? So here's the heart of the message, but don't worry, it's not as long as what we just did, okay? So we're going to consider one way about this whole message we're giving today is learning to mother in Christ.
我们今天讲到这个跟母亲节好像更直接的哈，就讲到怎样子在基督里面做一个母亲。
So just like the first part of the message, mothers can make the same choices. They can kind of just go through the motions, or they can learn to respond to what God is doing.
所以一个母亲，她可以觉得情绪上好起伏一下子，她也可以说对神的话，她有个回应。
And you might feel as a mother that sometimes you're really doing well, and other times not so well.
你自己做一个母亲，可以有些时候你好像做得很好，有时候好像不怎么地。
Yeah, and maybe you get these wonderful Mother's Day cards and expressions, but in your heart, you know you're struggling.
你可能收了一大堆这个母亲节的贺卡哈，但你心里可能知道你其实在挣扎中。
And you know there's that call from God that He's calling you to be the mother that He wants you to be that you want to be.
你知道你的潜意识知道神在呼召你做一个合他心意的母亲。你的心意中也想做那样一个合神心意的母亲。
Of course, that's a process, right?
但我们知道这是一个过程。
Yeah. I saw it with my mom. So as she got older, she continued to mother, and she mothered my own kids. And I just thought, wow, she is really, really developed into just a beautiful mother.
我看到我自己的母亲，她在我长大，她做教育我是一种方法。等到我有了自己的孩子，她来教育她的孙子辈的时候，我就发现她真的很成熟了。
But it's not easy to do in cultures like North America. You have to make a decision along the way. Do I want to just follow the culture or expectation, or do I want to become the mom that God is making me to be?
我想在这个北美的环境里是很难的，因为这个周围的文化常常都是敌对神的教导的，所以在这个文，所以我们常常你自己想做到神的要你做到的，但是都旁边的文化影响你是朝反方向影响你。
So unlike the Hallmark cards, instead of trying to be the best mom, what if you were just the mom that said yes to God and just tried to lean in and be honest and real with your children?
所以你用不着像那贺卡上说你是最棒的妈妈哈，你只要做一个回应神的一个妈妈就行了。
I see young people, because I do campus ministry. When you're honest with these young people, they come, they open up, and significant change comes about. Just because, like an old guy like myself, if you take time and really listen and get honest with them, incredible things can happen.
我想关键一点就是你在神面前，你要啊，你要诚实，你要向神打开你的心。
Did you know that mother could be used as a verb? That's what we're talking about here.
你知道母亲这个字可以做一个动词。
To mother is to care for, to nurture and protect like a mother.
所以把母亲当一个动词来论，就是你来关心，来照顾，来保护他人。
And here's how Paul expressed it so beautifully in his letter to the Thessalonians.
所以我们来看保罗在他对于帖撒罗尼迦教会他是怎么说的。
This was his testimony. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章七到八节他这样说，他说我对你们如同母亲乳养自己的孩子，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
So I married a woman like that, that pursued the heart of God. I have a few first-hand observations to share before I close.
所以我的太太就是一个有好像有基督的心这样子一个姊妹。
What does it look like, a mother's love?
那一个母亲的爱是怎么样子的呢？
Well, it's not insecure.
是这个爱吧，不是不牢靠的。
It doesn't live in fear.
它也不是在处在一个惧怕的阶段。
But it grows and learns to love and to embrace and to comfort the children.
他会成长，他会来不断的来爱。
Yeah, and in our home, we made sure that there was a lot of hugs and kisses and actually looking at our children when we engage with them. Yeah.
当你在家有孩子的话，你可能拥抱你的孩子，亲你的孩子。
And that's balanced with.Tough love as well, where you have to do the tough part of being a parent, where you correct behavior as well.
那这是挺好的哈，但是在家里也要有管教的时候。
It's all the above, right?
这母亲的爱是所有包括这所有的。
And to be a mother or grandmother like this, it's not easy.
所以你要做妈妈或者做祖母也不容易。
I mean, if you're honest and you interview a woman that's been a mother, she will tell you, no, it's not easy. It's a joyful calling, but it's not easy.
如果你去问一些已经成为母亲的，你问他这个做母亲容易吗？他肯定跟你说不容易。
Solomon, in talking to the young ones, said, "My child, guard the commands of your father and do not forsake the instruction of your mother."
所以在箴言里面六章说，他说：“我儿，你要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则。”
Yeah, bind these things that your mom shares on your heart.
你要常系在你心上，挂在你颈上，项上。
It's not in one ear and out the other.
不是左耳朵入，右耳朵出。
Yeah. And if you do, what you'll discover is that these things will guide you the rest of your life.
你如果把父亲的诫命、母亲的法则常常挂在心上的话呢，那你行走，他必引导你；你躺卧，他必保守你；你睡醒，他必与你谈论。
Yeah. I know this is not a Father's Day message, but my dad is still in my ear every day.
我知道今天是讲母亲节，不是讲父亲节哈。但是我爸爸的教训常常在我耳边。
And most of what I'm hearing is good.
我记得的都是好的。
Yeah. So that's the impact, the influence that good parents can have on their children.
这就是一个好的父母对他儿女的可能有正面的影响。
These words of life, you might call them.
这个就是生命的道。
And so that's why in Proverbs, parents and children are charged and warned of.Neglect, not really paying attention to what is being communicated. You know, even when we have to share as parents, things aren't always easy to hear.
所以在这个箴言里面就很多有些地方就讲到我们不可以忽视对儿童的管教。
Yeah. And so if you neglect, the Bible tells us, especially the book of Proverbs, if you neglect to train and discipline your children, you might ensure their ruin.
箴言里面就说到，你如果忽视你的孩子的话，那这个结局就很不好。
So while you have opportunity, Solomon is saying, while you have time right now, if they're still with you and in your life, then don't be afraid to offer correction, guidance, discipline to your children while there is hope.
所 所以箴言里面说，趁有指望要管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
Yeah, sometimes that is includes physical discipline, not abuse, but just the kind of discipline that expresses once again your love and care for your children.
所以箴言里面还说到，你要用杖管教他，就可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
Right. The Proverbs aren't advocating abuse in any sense, but the habit of administering the help the children need.
这个箴言里面不是叫我们去虐待孩子，但是是要叫我们去管教孩子。
It's not easy to do. I was a parent. I remember all those years when the kids were young. It's not easy to live that way, but it's an expression of love.
但这个管教也是爱的一种表现方式。
We do it lovingly, hopefully under the control of the Holy Spirit.
我们因爱和出于圣灵的管教，会对孩子有很好的帮助。
But without abuse and without threats.
但这个不是虐待，也不是威胁。
Right. It's challenging. Yeah.
这个很不容易做到。
Yeah. But it gets easier if you lean on the Lord and just say yes to it. It gets easier.
但你如果对神说是，你愿意信靠主来帮助你，这就不难。
And if you do so, then later in life, you have children that actually, they respect themselves, they respect their parents, they respect life, they respect God, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
当你如果照着神的方式来养大孩子的话，你的孩子将来就是成为有用之才。
And so, I'm enjoying that fruit even now. My sons aren't perfect, but I'm very proud of my boys.
我现在就我现在在收获我所种的，我的孩子虽然是不完美，但我很以他为荣。
And I don't know if you, I'm guessing you've seen examples of this in your own families and in your churches, where watching a mom like this is something to behold.
我想你在你的生活中，在教会中，你也可能看到这样的榜样啊。当你旁边有这样的母亲的话，那实在是个很美好的事。
Yeah, she's not yelling and slapping the kids, but she's investing in them, loving them, and it's something really to witness when you see it. It's a beautiful thing.
他不是在又骂又打又骂的对着孩子，而是花时间在他的孩子身上。
I want you to think about that verse one more time. Paul's example. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, Paul said, so we cared for you. Because, why Paul? We loved you. We loved you so much we were delighted to share with you not only the good news, but our lives as well.
所以我们最后再来看一下这个贴前这两二章七到八节，保罗说：“我们对你们如同母亲乳养自己的孩子，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们疼爱的。”
Not only when they're cute little cuddly babies like this, where you just look at them and smile and really just totally enjoy them. Not only during that period of time.
所以你爱孩子不光停留在因为孩子是个可爱的婴孩的状态。
But as they grow up, you continue to look at them with affection and love, beholding them, giving time for them. Wow, that kind of love will forever change you.
所以这孩子长大了，他不听话的时候，你仍然是花时间在他身上，你仍然是爱他们。
So, consider Paul's example. Christian moms, there's the kind of people who are looking to God for their help in order to mother well.
对，保罗给我们教了，就是说这些基督徒的母亲们，他们是仰望神来帮助他们成为一个好的母亲。
What I'm saying is, you don't have to somehow be super mom. It's okay if you don't have it all together. But those who look to God to make up the difference, those who lean in and call out to God for help, they will change, they will develop, they will grow as mothers.
所以最后的秘诀就是你不是个超级妈妈，你也做不到，你也不可能做到，但是你可以做到，是你仰望神。求神帮助你。
Yeah, whether your child is 5 months or 15 years old, it doesn't matter. It's the same dynamic.
不管你的孩子是五个月还是十五岁，都一样啊。这个你都要仰望神给你智慧来教导你的孩子。
Investing time with them.
你要花时间在他们身上。
Right. Those children that God's entrusted to you.
尤其是他们都是神所给你的产业。
Beholding, touching, affirming them often.
你要拥抱他，然后亲他们，然后要兼顾他们。
And I know that Western culture and Asian culture is a little differently, and we say sometimes I love you differently in different cultures. But I can tell you that my son still at 25 always want a hug and always say, I love you. And they want to express that. So something has happened within that comes, I think, from mothering. Mothering in Christ.
我觉得中西方的文化有差异哈，西方的文化这个拥抱啊，亲吻啊，跟他说我爱你，你爱我，他们是个很通常的表达的方式。那东方可能就比较含蓄，或者不是用这个方法表达。但是我自己的儿子，他到了21岁，他还愿意跟我们拥抱，跟我们亲，然后说我爱你，我觉得很好。
Praying for them, praying with them.
你要为他们祷告，和他们祷告。
Daily correcting and you know.Caring for them.
你每天要教导他们。
Modeling for them, what does a Christian life look like?
你要让他们成为一个好的表率。
Modeling for them the joy of knowing the Lord, serving the Lord.
你要让他们表现出你是认识神，然后服侍神的。
Making sure the kids have time for rest and exercise and socialization.
你要有花时间让你的孩子有休息，有运动，有社交。
And I have many memories of all of us on the bed reading daily together when our kids were small. Just reading to them. Yeah.
所以每天在上睡觉之前要给他们读一段书。
Cultivating this love for learning and reading.
要养成一个好的习惯。
And that's something that moms do and sometimes grandmas really do it well.
这个很多时候是妈妈甚至有时祖母来做的。
Right. And so that's a gift.To your family, for those kind of mothers, you're just an incredible gift to the family.
如果有这样子的母亲的话，那实在是这家的祝福。
And a Christian mother who's learning to follow Jesus in these ways, she will do this for years. We're not talking about, you know, for a little while. This goes on for years.
所以，一个基督徒母亲在长年累月的都是这样子做的。
It becomes a way of life.
这就变成你生活的一部分。
Yeah, so with the goal not that they just become good, respectful people, but that they learn to follow and cherish Jesus as Lord. 这是第二号的。
好，我们的目的不光是让这些孩子长大成为一个有用的人，但是更多是让他们能够认识基督，能够跟从基督的人。
Yeah.Yes, we want them to turn into be good people. Of course, conscientious, respectful, contributing. But if they're all of those things and they don't know the Lord, that would be pretty sad.
So we want the child to grow up, 不仅是对这个社会有用哈，更是对神有用。
We want them to know God, just like we are learning to know God.
我们希望他们认识神，就像我们自己认识神一样。
And little by little, they learn to love God and their neighbor.
慢慢的，他们就学习认识神，也会爱他的邻舍。
And so this is redundant. I'm going to go through these slides because it's basically just a summary of everything I just said. We don't need it right now. And I'm going to close. We're going to have the mothers come up in just a second or stand up, however Robert wants to do it. And we want to pray for the mothers.
我们现在这我在讲到这里下面我们还有请母亲们站起来我们表达谢意的一个过程。
And I would say maybe one last thing, and that is that if you're a mother or a grandmother here today and you're struggling and need help, that I want you to let us know, to let Robert know or Tony or any of the leaders here to let them know, or Jean or any of the gals, that, you know, hey, I need some help. And so help's available.
如果你是一个母亲或者祖母，你有遇到困难的话，你也可以跟教会的弟兄姊妹讲，
right.
希望能够帮助你们。
Yeah, help's available. Yeah, I believe that with this church family, help's available. If you need help in these areas, then I would say speak out and reach out. Yeah.
如果你有需要，请说出来。
Yeah. So, Robert, how do we want to do it? Have them stand or come up front, or what would you prefer, sir?Okay, so if you're a mother or a grandmother, would you please stand?
如果你是母亲或者祖母，请你站起来。
Yeah, we want to honor you. Matter of fact, let's honor them right now, huh? Yeah, yeah. We want to honor you. But we also want to pray. And so, Robert, do you want to begin? You or Jean begin, and then if others want to pray, and then I'll say a closing word of prayer. Is that okay? Yeah. I will pray, but I wanted to give other people an opportunity also to pray if they feel moved or led by God. So, Robert, you can begin if you want.
Okay. Yeah. In Chinese or?
Oh, it's up to you.
It's totally to
Chinese. Yeah.
天父，我们感谢，让我们能够今天在此的被提醒，从你的话语里面，让我们能够知道母亲主的爱是何等的大，我们献上感谢，主，其实这些都是从你而来，我们献上感恩赞美，也是把我们下一代，我们如何的能够来用主你自己的爱来抚养他们，来激励他们。 让他们能够走在主自己的正道上，主让我们能够今天也是被光照、被启示。主这边我们有许多的妈妈、祖母们，主求你保守、祝福他们，让他们能够有一天，主也是能够经历主自己对他们的带领，主有许多的难处，求主也是怜悯，也是能够眷顾。 每一个人、每一家，让我们能够在你里面借着我们的信心，也是在你里面能够有那善的盼望。主，再次经历主你自己复活的大能。我们仰望，我们献上感谢，献上赞美，不是奉靠主耶稣基督那得胜的名求。
Is there anyone else that would like to say a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of being a mother, and because through mothering, Lord, we understand your will, and we're closer to what your desire for your children, Lord. And through mothering, Lord, we are we discover how precious and how powerful coming to you, bringing our children to you through prayer, and seeing you answering prayer. For being a mother, Lord, we realize how precious is your word, and how real and true and everlasting is your word. And we realize, Lord, there is no greater thing than knowing you. Oh Lord, we commit our children and our children's children into your hands. We know that is the best place for them, Lord, because when we commit them to you, they are in the hands of the Father who created them, who sustained them, who desired them, Lord, according to their to your will, Lord, you shall bring them up, Lord, for your kingdom and to please you. Lord, for your will is good, perfect, and pleasing. Lord, we commit our children, our children's children, into your kingdom for your glory. For your name's sake, Lord, teach them to walk in the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Is there anyone else? Father, we thank you for these mothers and these grandmothers and who they are and who you've made them to be. And we want to end our prayer acknowledging your gifting and goodness to us through them. Lord, we ask your blessing to rest upon each mother and grandmother here. We give you thanks for each and every one of them. And we acknowledge that we love them and need them. And we want to continue to learn from them. We pray that they would experience joy and your grace as they seek to obey you. May your favor rest upon them. We give you thanks for them. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, thank you. You may be seated.